The Red Sox hosting the Tigers, and for the fifth straight year at Fenway Park, the Sox celebrating Pride Night. We pick up the action in this one in the fourth, 2-0 Detroit. Mikey Mattook facing Brian Johnson.
Tigers have not hit here. Fly ball to center. This one's deep and way back in center. Gone! He carried the Green Monster at the deepest part of center field. Mikey Mattook with number four, and the Tigers lead 3-0.
Well, that hard work with the hitting coach, Mac McClendon, is paying off. He got a fastball inner half of the plate, thank you, and sent it out of here in the first row, the deepest part of left center field, where it's 379, just inside the yellow line.
Strike one pitch, fly ball, right field deep. Trouble, going back, JD, he's going to leap up, hit the wall, it's gone. Boy, line drive with a lot of carry. Mitch Moreland with number eight to make it a 3-1 Tigers lead. Upright, relaxed stance for Jackie Bradley Jr., the 1-2. Swinging a ground ball, base hit in the left center. That'll score Benintendi. Ronnie second heading to third as Ramirez throw from the outfield. Got him. Perfect throw from Upton to Castellanos to cut down Ramirez. That's a fine play. Down to second goes Jackie Bradley Jr. We've got a 3-2 game. Puts a runner at second, nobody out. The 0-1 to Moreland. Swing a line drive, base hit. We got a tie game. Boy, rounding third, heading home is Bogarts. Throw goes to second. He knew he was going to make it. He didn't have a full head of steam around third, though. Moreland with a single, 3-3 tie. Wilson works first base side. He sets the 1-1. Swing a high fly ball to right. This is deep. Trouble gone.
Holy mackerel.
Jackie Bradley Jr. hit it over the Tigers bullpen in 12 rows up. That's a blast. Eighth home run is a 2-run shot and a 5-3 lead for Boston.
Red Sox snap a two-game skid, winning at 5-3. The Sox bullpen goes 4 2/3 scoreless innings, capped by Craig Kimbrell picking up his 18th save. Mitch Moreland, 3 hits, 2 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. Jackie Bradley Jr., the hero, with 2 hits and 3 RBIs. Jordan Zimmerman with a quality start, but he got a no decision and spoke to the media after.
The slider, and you know, he stayed on it and was able to get a base hit at the end, but you know, for the most part it was good.
Where'd you get hit?
Right above the back knee, a couple inches above on the hammy.
How's that feel?
Not good. Probably the hardest I've been hit in my career, so I'm sure it'll be pretty sore tomorrow.
111 miles an hour or something like that. He hit that ball hard.
Yeah, that's what happens when you leave it in the middle of the play.
How much does your approach, if at all, change when those guys are able to spot you a 2-run lead in the first?
It doesn't really change a whole lot with 2 runs. I mean, you know, it's probably more if we had 5 or 6 run lead. You know, I still have to stick to the game plan and you know, pound the zone. I was able to do that tonight and got in a few tough spots, but I was able to get the ground ball when I needed to. You know, it was definitely a difficult lineup to navigate through a couple times, and you know, I was able to make pitches when I needed to.
I know when I talked to you yesterday, you said, "I feel like I'm right where I need to be." Do you still feel that way, or do you feel even better coming out of this start?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm getting better every time, and you know, it's a little intimidating when you look over your right shoulder and you got a wall right behind you, and you know, I was thankful I didn't have any balls hit off that tonight, and you know, other than the one that Moreland hit out, you know, I kept the ball on the ground for the most part. And, you know, me and Mac were on the same page most of the night. And, you know, it was a good start.
I was going to ask you about that because you guys have great familiarity, but certainly with him being off for the, you know, last week and a half, how would you assess the game that he called for you?
It was good. I mean, rarely had to shake. You know, I felt like everything I was thinking about throwing, he was on the same page. He put it down and, you know, a few times I had to shake, but it wasn't like I was shaking a bunch of times. I shook once, and he knew what I was thinking. And he went right to it, so it was good. We were on the same page, and you know, hopefully that continues.
Even though you threw your slider for however many first years of your career, are you feeling even more comfortable now that this is like the second, third start with your old slider grip?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I can throw it for strikes whenever I want, head and behind in the count. You know, I feel like it feels how it used to feel when I was in Washington for all those years. So, it's right where it needs to be. And you know, I don't see myself losing the feel or losing the grip.
Up next, the series against the Red Sox continues on Saturday. Justin Verlander against Chris Sale.